do 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 do. Welcome to the Diamond Edition of Idea Factory Giveaway, a guest guided mapping expedition to the borders of human creativity.
I'm John, and this is all my fault.
I'm Besha, and this is like at least 30% my fault. How's it going, John?
It goes well. It goes well. I kind of feel like I would really appreciate it if bagel shops out there would figure out a new way to do garlic bagels, where the garlic bits don't fall off the bagel after it's been toasted.
Are they usually external? They're not in the dough. They're not rolled in it.
Which, you know what I mean, like, on the one hand is nice because they get kind of crunchy, mm-hmm. when they are, you know, toasted. But on the other hand, like, they fall off a lot, and then they end up on the floor and they stick to my socks, and it's weird.
It feels so crunchy.
No, it's not even that. It's crunchy, but it's also slightly squishy and sticky, and it's like, why?
Yeah, and then you've got garlic all over your feet.
Exactly. So I would just appreciate it if somebody out there would figure out a new way to do garlic bagels. How about you, Besha? What's going on?
It's like, this is idea request giveaway. Here's what I want. Make it happen. I don't care how it happens. It's like 88 degrees in Portland right now, and it's going to get 10 degrees hotter. And I moved into a top floor, south-facing apartment because I was like, oh no, winters! I can't handle this. So
I'm sorry.
All
I shouldn't be laughing.
The curtains are drawn, and we huddle desperately in the one room with a little punky air conditioner that's trying its best.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
I mean, like, how would you rate its efforts?
You know, I would give it a solid B. It's my own fault for not getting something bigger.
You know, I mean, everybody
for not thinking about the fucking summer weather when I moved here in addition to the winter.
It's what happens from being coddled in the Bay Area.
It is.
We
I was coddled. It was my perpetual childhood, and I thought that was what I wanted to give up. But you know what? I liked it.
I'm never leaving.
Yeah.
I will never grow up.
Don't.
Is it Is it perhaps time we introduced our guest?
It's like past time. Hello, guest.
Yes.
Hi. Hello.
Excellent friend, Diamond. Diamond.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. If you had to describe sort of like what your deal is to, you know, a listener who did not yet know you, what would you say?
That I'm a former journalist who sold my integrity to go into marketing and copywriting. That also does trapeze as a hobby. That's me.
Amazing.
Ooh.
Yes, and you hail from sunny LA.
I do. It's pretty nice here now. It was terrible before. We had that heat wave.
I was going to say, you survived.
It was like 115 and not the hottest part of Los Angeles. It was like 120 in the valley.
Yeah, I saw a lot of Instagram photos of people who looked like they were just fainting.
Yeah.
Or who had tiki drinks the size of their heads.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Do you have AC, or did you like spend a lot of time at the movies?
We had moved the weekend before, so it was pretty hot. It was one of the hottest weekends, and we moved into a place with air conditioning, so we dodged that bullet.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Just in time. It was like in a movie when they slide under a door that's coming down. That's
yes.
What we did.
Yes, or like the little barrel roll, like whenever, like on Star Trek TNG, whenever main engineering needs to be evacuated and there's that door that comes down, and Geordi just does that barrel roll underneath at the
every
last
time.
Minute.
Every
it's
time.
It's so good. Perhaps it is time I explain what is happening, which is, every time I've had an idea, I've written it down for 10 years, and now there are hundreds of them, some of which might be amazing. They're all in a big spreadsheet, and it's time to give them away right now. Diamond is going to tell us what she's found in the pile, and Besha and I are going to help figure it all out. If you hear one you like, it is yours to run with. I just want credit.
And a cut. Wait, no, that's me. I want the cut. Don't give it to John.
You're not going to share that cut.
Hell no.
Sorry, which, you know what, it's fair. That's you know, I roped you into this. It's the least I could do. Diamond, what is the first thing that you have found in the vast spreadsheet?
Well, the first thing I found, I did the spreadsheet wrong at first. I highlighted the things I was interested in and with the plan to go back and narrow them down with my name. And then I did get rid of the highlights and narrowed it down, but I forgot to put my name on them.
Oh.
So it's okay because you have like 1,000. So today, whenever I looked in, a couple had been snatched up, but it was fine because there's a bajillion ideas. So I just grabbed a couple more. The first one was not snatched up, and it was Time Lord Bros, a video similar to Jedi Assholes.
Yes, okay. Huh. Oh my god, okay. That dates this idea then. Because do you remember this video? Like, it went up, I think it had to have been on YouTube, about, like, these two bros who just happen to be Jedi, mm-hmm. and they've got lightsabers, and, like, they spend, I want to say, a significant portion of it mimicking, like, pretending their lightsabers are their dicks, and, like, fencing with them, but also, like, using their force powers to, like, spill people's drinks, and, like... You know, and I think it's possible that they might have, like, done the thing where, like, they're in a car and, you know, like, one of them is hanging out the passenger side window, and instead of smashing mailboxes, he's, like, using his lightsaber to chop them down. I was like, somebody, like, there should be a similar version, but for Doctor Who fans, where there's, like, Time Lord bros who use their sonic screwdrivers to do, like stupid bro shit to be, but I couldn't,
to
beyond that, I had...
To pop kegs. Especially,
yeah,
popping yeah. bottles. Mm. I feel like that's kind of a little bit of what Captain Jack was, like a Time Lord bro with a heart of gold.
Yes,
pansexual.
Yeah, like he was just rolling through time, like
living
you know,
a good life.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Working his way through people and partying.
Just doing what he could. Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. Beyond that, I couldn't really, like, that's the beauty of the spreadsheet is that I have the idea and then, I don't have to do any follow through, where I just, cause like, I'm sure that if I could have spent a lot of time, like, just sitting down and trying to figure out what bro shit could be done. But you know, I guess I was just too busy. But yes, I feel like, especially, I don't know, I mean, like, I feel like such a thing, especially now, would be relevant, because, you know, for the first time, we've got a woman doctor, so, you know, maybe there's, like, dumb party girl bullshit that could also be, like, you know, maybe it, maybe it's...
I would say I can beat me to it. Beat me to it.
Woo! Let's fucking TARDIS!
Dude, open the top and stick your arms out. Yeah.
Amazing. All right, yeah, so somebody out there, please make that happen.
Yeah. I like the pranks, though, better than the Woo Girls.
Yeah.
The sonic screwdriver pranks, those are more entertaining.
Agreed.
For sure.
Agreed.
Okay, so for the second one, I have a question here. Can we talk about drugs?
Yes, absolutely.
Can we incriminate ourselves? It's not really incriminating.
I've already told my mom never to listen to this, so...
Okay, so because the marijuana is legal in California, and it was at the time of this incident, it's not at all incriminating. But the next idea was Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise switch kit, or skit. And that one really spoke to me, because one time I took what I thought was what I usually took from this great, this is back when I lived in San Francisco, actually, and there's this great shop there called Spark. I don't know if you guys ever go there. And I bought some stuff that I thought was the usual edible I took, but it was the hash version. And so I took some, we were getting ready, major danger. We were getting ready to go to the movies, and we were going to see Live, Die, Repeat, You Only Need a Kill, whatever the movie title ended up being, Edge of Tomorrow. I think they went with Edge of Tomorrow, because they changed the name of it after they were advertising it, which was the dumbest move any studio's ever made in history. They're like, here's all these billboards, Live, Die, Repeat. And then somebody was like, I don't like that Die is in the name. So they're like, halfway through the...
Wow.
Advertising, they changed everything. So anyway, took this hash on accident. I get up to go to the bathroom, and I get to the bathroom, and I stare in the mirror for I don't know how long, trying to figure out who I am, what year it is, where I am. I eventually leave the bathroom, like, I don't know where I am, and I'm in my own apartment. And
I thought you were in a movie theater. Oh.
Not yet. No, I'm so still in my own apartment. And my now husband, then boyfriend, walks out, and I'm looking at him and I'm like, oh, crap, I love this guy. Does he know how I feel? How do I behave around him? I don't know what to do. And I'm standing there with that, like, stoned, lost face, and he just is like, oh, and gives me a hug, and I'm like, sweet. This rules. And he's like, come on, we gotta go to the movies. And I was like, ha, 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 nope. And he was like, here's the deal. I want to see this movie really bad. I'll keep an eye on you. And I'm like, this seems like a recipe for disaster. So we go see it. And for anybody who's seen it, it's just the same thing over and over. Like, has everybody seen this one on this call?
Oh, yes. I actually own it on Blu-ray. I love that movie.
Great. So you know what I remember from that movie?
Uh-oh.
Everybody falling out of a helicopter.
Oh, my God.
Sounds about right.
That's all I remember. I remember being real dizzy. I remember at one point, Mike, my husband, knocked over the popcorn, and I thought I just laughed for a moment, but according to the, like, six people we went to the movies with, I laughed for multiple minutes. And they started discussing who was going to have to take me out of there. And then the movie gets over, we get out, and everyone's talking about what they liked about the movie, what their favorite part was. And they get to me, and I'm like, guys, I don't remember anything about that movie. I remember a girl in a bra doing a weird push-up / yoga move that's not real. And everybody falling out of a helicopter. And they were like, you don't remember anything else. I was like, guys, I don't even remember Tom Hanks' character's name. And they're like, Tom Hanks is not in this movie. So I lived your long story, but I lived your Switch skit, and I'm super into it. Because everything is the thought of Tom Hanks in an action movie, or the thought of Tom Cruise playing a president, is hilarious.
Really, either of those. It's pretty good.
Oh, so good. Wow. That is incredible.
To test it out, everybody just needs to do some hash and go to the movies.
I mean, here's what's extra funny is that I literally just like two or three nights ago rewatched that particular movie because I was like, I'm just in a mood for something, and so I'm just trying to picture Tom Hanks in that mechanized battle suit, like.
That's fuck. What I saw when I saw it. I saw Tom Hanks in that suit.
Fuck. that's sorry.
Oh my God! John, good work.
That's amazing.
Everybody just was like, "How high are you?" Like, very.
And this was like, this was years pre David Pumpkins.
When it turned
like,
out,
I could, like, you know, when he brings that kind of manic energy, like I would bet you it would be. I mean, God, fuck. I don't. That's just. I love every aspect of that story. That is amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. It took me a while to come back to reality.
I would bet. I would bet.
So my punchline to this story is that I still have no fucking idea what this movie is.
Oh, Live, Die, Repeat, Edge of Tomorrow. It's based on a novel or a novella, really, called All You Need Is Kill, by a Japanese author whose name I forget. And it's about an alien invasion that takes place, and humans are trying to fight them off. But every individual human soldier wears this crazy mechanized battle suit. But what ends up happening is, like, one of them gets caught in a time loop where every time he gets killed, he restarts his day, but he can still remember what happened. So he gets really good at kind of, you know, like just navigating the day, basically. But then he finds somebody who has also been doing this, and they work out. They're basically it's a property of the aliens. Like, it's something that they do that helps them win their wars. And so, like, they the movie diverges from the book, but in a good way. Like, it's great.
That I would recommend. Sounds kind of great.
I think I have a copy of the book somewhere. I will send it to you.
And when you read or see it, imagine Tom Hanks.
Thanks. Yes. In the mechanized suit. I will.
Yeah.
Incredible.
It's like the dog in Rick and Morty kind of absurdity.
Oh my God, yes. Yes, exactly. Where are my testicles, Summer?
Yes. Cannot wait for the next season.
Right? When is that happening? Is that next year?
Not soon enough. That's when it's happening.
True. True. All right, what's next?
Next was Sugar Shock Airline Bottles. I have no idea what that is.
Sugar Shock?
Sugar Shock Elixirs was the name that me and a friend of mine eventually ended up giving to the thing that I was doing. Or, you know, I still do it. Yes, the candy booze. Where, you know, like, I was just dissolving candy into liquor.
That's a terrible idea.
It's an amazing idea. It depends on which candy you use and which liquor you use. But let's put it this way, Diamond. Do you enjoy butterscotch?
Yes.
It turns out that butterscotch dissolves into bourbon.
Oh, and it makes it good.
It's incredible. Okay. It's incredible. I mean,
I was picturing like putting sweet tarts in vodka.
So pixie sticks and vodka actually works for at least two different flavors of pixie sticks. Blue pixie sticks dissolve into vodka and turn it into Romulan ale.
They used to sell Romulan ale energy drinks, by the way, and I had them, which basically it tastes like pixie sticks and vodka.
I mean, I'll believe that. Was it blue?
Yeah, it was.
Fuck yeah, awesome. I hate it when companies try to, like, do a thing and they don't do it right, and it's like, why? Where was I? Oh, right.
Anyway.
So,
I'm on planes a lot, so I was interested in this concept.
Yeah, I think my goal, or at least the idea at least that I had, was that, like, I should get a bunch of airline sized bottles and just put the candy booze in those just to let people try it, because, you know, like,
sampler
sets, basically. I never did it, but it now occurs to me that I think there's a place where you can just buy small bottles of that type in bulk.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
We get them for bachelorette parties and make up weird kinds of drinks, which are really just whiskey and vodka.
Oh.
But you give them dirty names.
Oh.
Sounds legit.
Yeah. All right, great. Well, that means that it's possible.
All right, and I can try them and be less leery of your hangover juice.
It really is.
That's a fair assessment. I think that I've worked out at least, me and my friend Felicia actually worked out, I want to say at least 10, if not a solid dozen, rock fucking solid candy and booze combinations. And, I feel like maybe getting some sampler sets out into the world.
Do you want your idea back? You're not going to share this one with the public?
You know what? I mean, somebody else should feel free to run with it if need be. Go right ahead. Just know that I will also be there with you.
Next is one of the... I tried not to make them all Star Trek. I really did. The next one is Klingon Discommendation Ritual, but in real life.
Yes.
We need this.
Right?
We really need this.
Yes.
Can I get a quick cap of what this is?
Yes, okay. So what it is basically when Klingon society decides that you are to be cast out.
Because mm-hmm. you're the worst.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like, they don't refer to you by name. They call you a thing. What is that doing here? And the way that they kick it off is they stand in a circle around you, and then everybody does what is essentially now the Wakanda salute, right? They cross their arms in an X, and then they turn their back on you. And whoa. Everybody in the circle does this in a row until they're all facing away from you, then you just have to leave. And from then on, you are considered to be a thing.
Yeah.
I want that done to Trump.
Yeah, I mean,
the problem is he's in charge right now. But I feel like
walk for him. But
God, there are so many things I want done to that man. I feel like there should just be this should be a thing that we should just build into society.
Yeah, because there are people with beliefs that are so bizarre and horrible for everyone else around them. I have heard things
they
where I'm just
it.
Like, you are terrible, and I can't disown you. That's not a thing. We need that for people who are like, you know, because there are people, not to get too dark, but they like jump to the defense of like people who commit sexual assault and stuff. Like, and is it that bad? It's like, is that bad.
Actual, yeah. Literal Nazis. I think you're overreacting.
Yeah.
No, fuck you. You're out. You're gone.
Yeah.
Nobody talks to you anymore.
Did you just defend Nazis? Like, all right, here we all go. The X salute and turn our backs. You're out.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I'm not exactly sure how it would play out in real life, because, like, it's not like we can summon them to the council chambers like it was done in the episode of TNG. It might be a thing where, like, for a solid month, everybody who you try to talk to does the X thing and turns their back
at
on
your
you.
Face.
Yeah. And then from there on out, they just pretend like you're not there.
I'm going to just start doing that to people when they say something too stupid for me to reply to.
Yeah.
Just me.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I'm taking this idea.
Excellent.
I don't know that we're going to get a cut, but damn, there's some credit there.
Yes.
Yes.
Fantastic. I think we have time for at least one or two more, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right. So the next one was Band Battle Video Game.
Is there anything in the notes
it
field for that?
It just says game.
God damn it.
Fight bands, make good music, jokes. There's no comma or slash there, so maybe it's make good music jokes.
Yes, almost certainly. Like, I would picture it as kind of like maybe a fighting game almost, where instead of like, you know, like badass ninja warriors you're selecting from a menu of, it's just like bands.
Stop.
And then like maybe
right
members of bands.
You are explaining one of, so my husband Mike is how I know John. You're explaining one of the games he's making right now. It's in beta.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
I can't wait to play it.
It's the Bill and Ted game, too. It's the official Bill and Ted game.
Oh, my God.
And you play as Wild Stallions.
Yes!
Of course.
Oh, that's so perfect.
I'll get you on it.
Please, yes, yes. Wait a minute, I'm going to have to wait for an Android version.
It exists.
Oh, fuck yes. Awesome. Yes, please hug Mike for
me. One of the characters is the band manager, too, by the way. And his power... His power is to make a call.
That's a good power. That's needed.
And it's actually a real friend of ours, our friend Stu, who was a band manager before he became a photographer. But he was like, he worked with like Slayer and Sebastian Bach, and now he's in the game.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, I think that now that I think about this, like, the only concrete vision that I had in my head was that at some point there would be a boss battle against Trey Anastasio from Fish. And, like, it basically, like, he would be unleashing a torrent of guitar notes at you, and your job would be to kind of, like, dodge and weave through them.
Amazing.
Until you could get through and then, like, land a punch, like, but it would be very hard because it would be a nonstop barrage. It'd
yeah.
be like
yeah.
like a bullet hell of, yeah.
Would there be, like... Fish fans vomiting because they took too much mescaline that you have to avoid.
We want to make this
almost
as realistic
certainly.
As possible here.
Almost certainly.
They're reaching the next level of their trip.
Yes. That's, yes, definitely.
Sorry, any fish fans listening.
Only partially. Sorry. Yeah, you all know. You all know. You know it's true.
This is a safe place. I hate fish.
Yes.
All right. What is our final idea?
The final idea. What happens in Narnia? What happens in Narnia stays in Narnia. The category is nonsense. The notes are, substitute in new fictional settings. And this one piqued my interest because when I had a minor kidney surgery about a year and a half ago, I remember when this started, but I don't remember the end of it. They first gave me my anesthesia, and I was just starting to go out of it. And they were like, do you feel cold yet? Because the anesthesia is cold on your arm. Mm-hmm. And I went straight into crazy mode, like from 0 to 120. I was like, yeah, I'm all icy now. I'm the ice queen. All humans out. And like, whoa.
I'm sure they hear worse.
Yeah, and then apparently as they were wheeling me off, I started explaining the George Romero directed Misfits. If you guys are Misfits fans, they have a video when Daniel Graves was the singer, not Danzig, called Scream, and it's directed by George Romero, and the patients sit up and start eating the doctor's faces.
So you told them about that.
I was like, this is just like that music video, and they're like, oh, what? And I'm like, then sit up and eat your face. From Ice Queen threatening to kill humans to, like, nonchalantly, like, yeah, it's gonna sit up and eat your face.
It's like the thing where someone eats your face, only I'm gonna eat your face.
Yeah. So I was super strong interested work. In what happens in Narnia stays in Narnia.
Yeah, I think what I was envisioning was like a t-shirt line where, like, you know, but like different fictional settings,
what
you know.
What happens in Westeros stays in Westeros.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Like just the laziest possible. And I think that was what I was going for. But in that case, I think it should have been labeled product. So I don't know why it's under nonsense. Maybe I had some other idea and I don't know what it is now.
Yeah, maybe.
That's never happened before.
I mean, Narnia is the perfect one because you go into this like secret closet. Like, it's closed off, it's a whole nother world, and then you come back, and it's like, nothing happened over there. Everything's
nothing,
normal.
You don't need to know. No, not, what are you saying? Nothing
yeah.
happened.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's all fine.
Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, if somebody else can come up with a better interpretation, feel free. But until then, t-shirt line. Posters.
Okay. Word of God.
I think it is now time for one of us to give a terrible recommendation or showcase an idea from our guest. Does anybody have something?
I actually do have a terrible recommendation.
Oh, hell yes.
I had a friend who decided this. She needed to know what people and the Trump fans were hearing. She was like, I need to know what they're hearing so I can educate it, like, have a response. So she signed up for Trump's email list.
Yeah.
And it is full of things like it says you cannot trust anything you hear unless you hear it directly from Trump.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Great.
Which is like the opposite of like what helps a democracy. Like that's the worst thing. And it's literally you can't say anything to them. If Trump said the sky was green, like they're told, nope. You have to believe him. Whatever you see, whatever they tell you, they're lying. The sky is green.
I actually also have a friend who I think has done this.
It's terrible for your sanity.
Yeah, I mean, he's a cartoonist, so I feel like he was able to keep some you know, he's able to keep that mental distance. But like, yeah, I one day we'll get him on the show actually, and I'll ask him how fares his sanity.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's bad enough on Twitter.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. But that is an excellent, terrible recommendation.
It really is.
Awesome. Shall we tell everybody where we can be found on the internet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that part.
All right, excellent, excellent. Well, for me, this is much easier thanks to my friend Jen, who is Jennifer Marie on Twitter. She's a sometime guest co-host / culinary monster whose episodes you can find in the archive. My whole deal has been streamlined. Just go to flavor.country for links to all my social presences and the stuff I make, which includes my Twitter, Instagram, and the newsletter that I send out, which is now on a weekly basis, now that the podcast also is on a weekly basis. And I guarantee you it is something you might enjoy.
I guarantee you might enjoy it.
Yes, exactly.
That's a pretty soft guarantee there. You can find me on Twitter as Besha, B-E-S-H-A.
All right. And I'm on all the things under Diamond Fisher, which was my maiden name, but Diamond Doom, my married name, is taken everywhere. So it's Diamond F-I-S-C-H-E-R.
Who is taking...
Diamond Doom.
Yeah, who... what?
Somebody took Diamond Fisher the Skype. Like, really? There's another?
Apparently.
I have so many questions.
Oh, Diamond, there can be only one. Get her.
Get her.
Yes. Yes. Other
like
Diamond.
The Highlander.
Exactly.
Yes. Other Diamond, you're on notice. This will not stand.
Your time is up. If you haven't yet, go ahead and subscribe to this show by searching for Idea Factory Giveaway on your podcast app of choice and let us know if you don't see it there. If you're already there, please go ahead and leave us a 5-star rating and or a nice review. It would help us out a lot. If you've already done that, tell a friend.
Yes. And remember, if you've heard an idea you like, go ahead and do it. I just want credit.
And I want a cut.